Well, praise God. We're so grateful for the presence of the Lord today. One thing I felt to encourage us with this morning, ladies, is let's not limit the Lord in how we open ourselves to hear from him. I felt this yesterday when I was praying is, you know, sometimes we get accustomed to only hearing the word and the Lord in one way. Corporate worship is a wonderful time to come into the presence of the Lord. But when you're home, I encourage you to cultivate a time of worship that might seem awkward or hard for some of you. But I feel like the Lord wants to expand our relationship with him outside of church. You know, we get accustomed to listening to a speaker or a podcast, and we don't open up the word just for ourselves. And I know there's times in my life where the Lord would even cause me to change up my devotion time. I'm a creature of habit in the morning. I have the same mug. I sit in the same chair with the same blanket. And if anybody disturbs me within that time, let me just say, but there's times where the Lord says, let's go to a different window and have a different view. Let's go on a walk and talk together. So I felt like our Heavenly Father just wanted to encourage each of us today to not limit him in the way he speaks to us. Let's not put our Heavenly Father in a box and say, God's only going to speak to me when I listen to this preacher, or God's only going to speak to me when I'm worshiping at home, and maybe you don't haven't entered into corporate worship before. And that's difficult for you to enter into corporate worship and really hone in on the anointing when there's 100 people around you. You know, I want to just encourage you this morning that let's not put God in a box, and let's just really ask him to speak to us in different ways. Lord, how do you want to speak to me today, God? Is it a time of worship? Is it in a time of intercession? You know, even in our intercession, you know, we don't always have to be, I have a place where I like to go. It just happens to be under a table. And I go under the table if I'm going to really pray and intercede. But I don't have to be under that table. Right? I could be anywhere and intercede. I could be in my car and I could be interceding. I could be walking in the hallway and interceding. So I'm just want to encourage you. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to just bring us to a new place in our walk with him continually, that let's not limit him in how and when he speaks to us. Amen? And how and when we open ourselves to hear from him, because that puts us in a habit and a habitual walk with the Lord, so that when we're in a cafeteria, when we're driving, we're ready, we're speaking, we're listening always. It's not just when we come in here. Or we're so distracted by the time we come into the house of God, we're not listening to what is being said or entering into worship. Amen? Well, praise God. I want to talk to you this morning about the state of grace. If you would turn with me to Romans chapter 5, verse 2. We're going to talk about grace and what it really means, what the Bible says grace is, and that there's a state of grace for us to be living in. And in Romans 5, verse 2, it says, through him, we also have access by faith into this remarkable state of grace in which we firmly and safely and securely stand. Let us rejoice in our hope and the confidence assurance of experiencing and enjoying the glory of our great God and the manifestation of his excellence and power. Grace is a manifestation of God's excellence and power, ladies. Grace is a manifestation of God's favor. Grace is not licensed to sin and repent. That is not what grace is. If anything, that would be mercy. That would be abusing God's mercy. Because mercy is undeserved penance for a sin. Grace is just God's favor and God's empowerment. But we're to do something with God's grace. We're to do something with God's favor and with this empowerment. And it comes the moment we are saved. We step into this place of grace. When we're not aware of it, we're not taking what is ours in it. Right? When we're aware of what belongs to us, we know what we have access to. Right? So think of this as like what you have access to on your job, what your passcodes give you access to. Right? Paulie has a key for every door in this place, every cabinet he has full access to. He knows what he can get to. We need to know what we can get to in the spirit. And it is in this state of grace that we live. But we need to be aware of what this state of grace is for us. And this state of grace is favor, and this state of grace is an empowerment for our everyday lives. As believers, we can live in a state of grace. It is a condition of God's favor and God's empowerment. Grace takes a form of divine favor, and it is a share of God's divine life in us, right in us. His divine life is there. We are participants of the divine life of God. And too many times we fall short in our own minds of remembering that. I know I do. And we're not tapping into the fullness and the empowerment that we have in us. And that empowerment is there because of the grace of God. A state of grace can be looked at as living in the fullness of our salvation that has been given to us. The state of grace is the fullness of our salvation. That means everything. That means authority. That means power. That means healing. That means the gifts of the Spirit. That means tongues. That means baptism. That means fire. That means provision in every area. That means wisdom. That means peace. Yeah. That means calmness. That means household salvation. This is what this state of grace is. Amen? Amen. Are you ready to cultivate the state of grace you live in? Because you live there.
Hallelujah.
You live there. We just need to be aware that we are in a state of grace at all times. Amen? That phrase, a state of, means a posture or a mode, which means a condition. Listen to this definition. Mode of means condition at a given time, especially with the respect to capability in a particular circumstance. I'm going to say that again, because we have a condition of grace that we can function in at all times. We have a posture of grace that we should be living in at all times. The condition of grace is conditioned at a given time, especially with a respect to capability in a particular circumstance. Do we need some capability in a particular circumstance today? Do we need empowerment in a specific circumstance today? You have it. You live in a state of grace. We just have to tap into and say, thank you, Lord, for grace today. Thank you, Lord, I have grace for this situation. Thank you, Lord, I have grace for my job. Thank you, Lord, I have grace in this marriage. Thank you, Lord, I have grace to raise these children. And let me encourage you, if you are staying in a place and saying, I'm just going to stay here, but you're not tapping into the grace of God, you might as well leave that place because you'll do destruction there. But when we stay in obedience in the grace of God, we will thrive and we will grow there. But there is a state of grace that empowers us to stay when we want to run. There's a state of grace that gives us the courage to fight when we want to throw in the towel. There's a state of grace that empowers us to stay steadfast when we want to fall down. There's a state of grace that empowers us. We can expand when we are being hard pressed. How do we not get suffocated when we are being hard pressed? We press back. And that's the empowerment in that state of grace that you live in. Do you live in a state of grace?
Yes.
Amen. Let's declare it. I live in a state of grace. Favor. God is our position. It exists in every circumstance for us. This is a consistency of grace, a state of being. It's our state of being. In Him we live and move, ladies, and have our being. What does that mean to us? That means that I have a grace on me for every day, and a strength for every day, and an empowerment for every day. Amen. Amen. It's a consistency of grace. Living in favor, empowered by our Lord. It's not just favor. We think, oh, God's favor is on our life, and this door is going to open, and I'm going to have blessings, and I'm going to have, you know, I don't know what favor means to you, bling and good things and a nice car and God's favor and wonderful tribe of girls around me. And yeah, that's favor. I don't just need favor. I need empowerment to live in that favor. I need empowerment to know what to do with that favor. Amen?
Amen.
So let's not just take part of grace and want the favor of God. I want all the goodness. I want all the goodies. We have to know what to do with that. And that's the empowerment that comes with grace. We can live in a rhythm of grace. I want you just to think about that. Think about a rhythm of grace. A few weeks ago, we were in service, and there's a song that the worship team was singing, and it reminded me of a waltz. And when I was a little girl, I had a wonderful grandfather, and there was a picture of us dancing, and we were waltzing, and he was teaching me to waltz. But by the time I got married, I still didn't know he was still whispering in my ear how to waltz. But the Lord showed me that vision, and he said, hold my hands, we're going to waltz together. But that wasn't just for me, ladies. There's a rhythm of grace for all of us. There's a rhythm of grace that we're going to stay in. There's a rhythm of grace where we're going to move. And this is not an easy life. It's an empowered life. I want everybody to write that down. I'm going to say that a few times today. Living in a state of grace is not an easy life, but it is an empowered life. Because when we're waltzing and we're moving and we're living in this rhythm of grace, and there's something comes to try to stop us, something comes to try to hinder us, someone comes to try to cut in to our waltz, we have to know, we have to say, no, I'm not going to let you cut in. No, I'm not going to let you take me out of my rhythm. Because things are all around us in life that want to take us out of this rhythm of grace with the Lord. Just life, circumstances, sickness, trials, it's all around us. But ladies, we're walking in this rhythm of grace. We have grace, we have favor, we have empowerment. We live in a rhythm of grace. It's not going to be easy, but you will be empowered. Amen? God didn't call us to live an easy life, but he did equip us to live an empowered life. Amen? So what do we use this favor for? How is it to benefit us and those around us? We know that God does not waste anything. So what is his favor? What is his grace? What is his empowerment right now in your life for? What do you need it to benefit you? How do you need this to empower you today? Because it's there. It's there. Amen? Grace, by definition, God's undeserved favor, unmerited. It is a gift to us. It's a gift. In John 1, 16 through 17, it says this gift came through Jesus Christ to us. That's where we get this grace. It's a gift. Do we utilize all our gifts, all our tools, all that salvation is? Amen? Amen. We cannot earn God's grace. Grace is his favor freely given to us. Freely given to us. It's an empowerment to our lives. We know that salvation comes through grace by faith. Grace is based on God's incredible goodness and his incomprehensible love. We cannot comprehend the love of our God. We can't. We can't. But I'm going to try to tap into it as much as I can. Amen? To fully understand grace, sometimes we need to consider where we were without Christ. To realize how much grace we have now. Amen. Right? How much grace do we have now? We were born into sin. We're guilty of ignoring the commandments of God. We were enemies of God. We were deserving of death. We were unrighteous. We were without means of justifying ourselves, but grace. Amen? Amen? But then came grace, God's extended favor on us, God's love, God's empowerment to us. Amen. We're not to take liberties with grace in this favor. God gives us grace for something. Yeah. For something. You're empowered today for something, for the season of life you are in right now. Amen. We could waste it. We can waste the seasons we're in. We could miss it. We can miss God. Or we can allow God in this state of grace to allow that grace to empower us in this season. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9. The Apostle Paul says, "For I am the least worthy of the apostles and not fit to be called an apostle because I, at one time," remember that phrase, "fiercely oppressed and violently persecuted the church of God, but by the remarkable grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace towards me was not without effect." The grace of God is not to be without effect in our lives. Amen. The grace of God is given to us, this state of grace in salvation, to cause an effect, and that effect needs to bring change. Yeah. Amen? Amen? Why? Because the kingdom of God needs us to be changed in the grace of God. grace of God is to bring a change in our lives. That's the effect. And Paul says, I'm the least. I'm unworthy of this grace. I'm unworthy of this grace. But the remarkable grace of God, I am what I am. And Paul says, I was at one time. How many of you can say I was at one time? I was at one time. I don't even have to go back too far. I could say yesterday, at one time I was being a little mouthy. At one time I let anger in my house. At one time, come on, at one time, but I know at one time what I battled and what I came through. But the grace of God was not without effect in my life. It's by the grace of God we're here today, ladies. It's by the grace of God we stand with our hands up in worship. It's the grace of God marriages are still held together. It's the grace of God my boys are walking with the Lord and will all the days of their life. It's the grace of God I have household salvation. It's the grace of God we broke generational curses last month. Let's not forget what God has done. It's in His grace. Let's acknowledge His grace around us. His favor and His empowerment. Amen. Not just favor, but empowerment. Amen? Amen? We all have a testimony that we can say, I was at one time, but by the grace of God, I am now. Amen. Right? I was at one time fearful, scared, ashamed. I was at one time, but now I'm confident, I'm secure. I'm affirmed in who I am in Jesus Christ. I'm accepted in the beloved. Nothing else matters after that. I was at one time rejected, but now I'm accepted. Come on, ladies, this is the grace we live in. This is the empowerment that we have. We have to tap into that. Let the grace of God not be without effect. Amen, in our lives. By the remarkable grace of God, we're set free. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:10, by the remarkable grace of God, I am, and His grace towards me was not without effect. God's favor has effect. God's grace is given to us to bring results. You know, sometimes we're waiting for results to come. They're already here. We have to tap into them. We can't just keep waiting and waiting and waiting for results to come. It's up to us. It's up to us. And it's not by works, but it's by the empowerment of Jesus Christ in us. Amen? So what are we waiting for? Sometimes we're waiting for a new outcome to take place. But God has given us, each of us, in us to produce that outcome. We just can't keep waiting and waiting and waiting. There's times we're going to have to step out in faith. I wrote down here, and I believe this is for somebody in here today, or maybe who will listen, and it's the word risk. And you say, I don't know if I could take this risk. I don't know if I could take this risk. When we are in grace, the risk will bring reward and not ruin. Amen. That's the phrase the Holy Spirit said. And that's for all of us today. Fear says, don't take the risk. You're in a safe place. Fear says, you're comfortable right now. Don't take that risk. Fear says, things are nice and normal right now. Why rock the boat? But see, inside this place of grace, God's risks bring rewards. Amen? Amen. So we're not fearful of risks, ladies, right? We can't just keep waiting. We can't just keep waiting. It's time to step out and produce that which we are waiting for. It's up to us to bring that production. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Grace empowers us to step out in faith to make changes that are needed for forward progress in our life. You know, these past few years, I feel like everybody just kind of got just too comfortable, wrapped up in blankets and just staying stagnant and stuck. Let's get going. I got stuff to do. The kingdom of God needs souls saved. We need expansion in the kingdom of God. We need life to be produced around us. Amen? That comes through the empowerment as we step out in faith. Grace empowers us to stay when we want to run. Grace empowers us to fight when we want to quit. Grace empowers us to expand in the most pressing of times. You know, this message started stirring in me the morning of Anthony's graduation from Siena. And I sat down, I have my normal devotion time by myself before anybody gets up. And I sat there with my pen and my Bible and my notebook, and I started to weep. Because I realized in this moment, it was God's grace that brought me there. Yeah. Only God's grace that brought me to that moment. And it was like in the rush of that those minutes of time with the Lord, he reminded me of all the things. You know, when Anthony was a baby, I hit a really hard point. It was only postpartum. That wasn't, you know, it was just life. It was being a young mom. And I had been so in my head for so long with so many things that I sat across from Polly and I said, I'm packing Anthony up and I'm going home. And he was like, what are you talking about? Because in my head, I had had fights. I had had arguments. I had had everything said that I wanted to say. And I was done and I was going. He didn't, he's so sweet and gracious. He didn't know what had hit him. I'll never forget it. We were sitting across. We had gone to all the way to see one of our youth kids in a Christmas production. I'll never forget it. I want to say it was the 9th of December. Anthony was an infant in the carrier. And I said, I'm going. My dad will take me back. What it was not anything that took place, ladies. It wasn't anything. Now that I look back 22 years later, it was a demonic assault on my life, on our marriage, and on Aunt's life, and on Nico to come. And I recognize it now. Then I was fighting, and I didn't know. But here's what happened. When I tell you God's grace empowers us, ladies, I mean it. God's grace empowers us to thrive where we are in the seasons of our life. And Paulie said, you're not going anywhere. I'll never divorce you. He said, we'll live in a loveless marriage if that's how you feel. He said, but I love you if you don't love me, but we're going to stay together. And I just looked at him. I didn't say anything. We finished our dinner. We were at Outback. We got in the car. I packed Dan up, and that was it. New Year's Day, 2000. Sitting at my island at the time. The Lord said, open up 1 Corinthians 13. You're going to learn what love is. I needed to know how to love. I needed to learn what love was. And in that moment, I stepped into a state of grace. In that moment, I stepped into an empowerment to change me. Not the situation. At the time in my mind, running home would have seemed easier. There was familiar spirits trying to drag me down. Spirits of addiction trying to come back to me. Things that I had been delivered, set free from. I was walking in complete freedom. We don't go by feelings, we walk by faith. Amen. If that's one thing you take from here today, ladies, is we never make decisions by our feelings, but we dictate everything by our faith. Amen? And I'm not telling you this for any other reason but to tell you the grace of God empowers us and works and brings a change. I am not that same 24-year-old girl that I was then. And you know why? God's grace empowered me. It's God's grace that strengthens us. It's God's grace that brings a change. We were doing ministry. We were already full-time ministry. No, what was I going to do? Where was I going to go? Take my son and go home to Jersey? Grace, that moment, I realized. And that grace is not to discredit the work Anthony has done by any means in his life. When I think of the times he wanted to leave school and quit and give up when things get hard, and I knew that wasn't God's plan. We press in. We press in for our families, ladies. You live in a state of grace. That means everybody around you is going to thrive in that state of grace. We don't quit. We don't give up. We don't let our kids quit. We don't let them walk away from the Lord, and we don't let them step out of their purpose. We fight, we fight, we fight. What? How? Because we're empowered to fight. We live in a state of grace so that we can fight. Amen? Amen. So at that moment, it was God's grace that brought me there. It was one of those moments I'll never forget. There's those times, right, when you know the presence of God was filling that space. We're empowered by the grace of God. Yeah. We're empowered to do things. Here's the next step. Let me jump ahead because I don't want to get stuck here. I want you to see this because it's a not easy life. It's an empowered life. Living in a state of grace does not keep us from trials, tests, right? It empowers us to walk through them. Amen. It empowers us. Grace is given us to produce an inward change, courage, when we want to be crying. How many of you have something you want to cry about? You can raise your hand. Go ahead, raise your hand, because we're going to speak courage. Amen. Courage when we want to cry. Empowerment. Endurance in Jesus' name. That's what's here in this house today. It empowers us. The grace of God empowers us. 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10, red letters. Jesus says, my grace is sufficient for you. Grace there is power. My grace is sufficient. My power means everything that we can't do, he does. There's a whole lot in these last 22 years I could not have done. I could never have done. There could have been no way in my natural person I could have ever have done. But grace. But grace. Grace empowers us. It's his power. My power is my grace, and it is sufficient for every circumstance. Every circumstance. I don't know what your circumstance is standing in front of you this morning, but grace to that circumstance. Amen? My grace is enough when you are not enough. When you are not enough. When you are not enough. His grace is enough. His grace is more than enough. My grace is sufficient. Paul was asking the Lord to take something away from him. How many times have we said it, Lord, I just can't do it anymore. Lord, I just can't do it anymore. Lord, just take it. Take it, Lord. That's what Paul was asking here. And Paul had a pretty open relationship with the Lord. He says, Lord, I can't do this anymore. There is someone in here today who's saying, I can't do this anymore. And Jesus answers in red letters of love. In the King James, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. When you are not enough, I am enough. That's what that means. When you are not enough, I'm enough. When you don't have the strength, when you don't have the energy, I am enough. Let me be that strength in your weakness. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't run. Don't stop. My grace is enough. My power is enough. Amen? Amen. Grace, the ability to go beyond our natural ability. Grace qualifies us. Where our natural abilities stop, grace starts. Where have your natural abilities stopped? And you need grace to start. We can't. And he doesn't expect us to. He doesn't expect us to. He's not asking us to. He's saying, my grace is sufficient. He's saying, stop trying. In your natural ability, you can't. And you won't be able to. But in my ability, you can. You're empowered. You're an overcomer. You have everything you need in my grace. There's this state of grace, ladies. There's this state of grace that salvation has placed us in. You are in a state of grace. What are we doing in the state of grace? Amen. Zechariah 4:7 says, grace, grace to the mountain. When we say that, we're saying the power of God to that mountain. The power of God to that mountain. The power of God to that mountain of sickness. The power of God to that marriage. The power of God to that sickness. When we say grace, grace to the mountain, that's what we are saying. If we have just learned that God's grace is not just favor, God's grace is his power. Amen. That when we stand up in front of a mountain, is there anybody standing in front of mountains today? Come on, let's be honest in the house of the Lord. We got mountains trying to stand in front of us. Those mountains are trying to block us. What do we say? We say grace, grace to that mountain, which means the power of God to that mountain. Amen. The power of God to that mountain. Amen. The power of God to those children. The power of God to your grandchildren. The power of God to your family. We got to stand up and say it, though, ladies. We got to address the mountain. Now that we know we have a state of grace around us, what are we going to do in that state of grace? Amen? Let's just pray, ladies. Let's just take a moment to pray. We live in a state of grace. Maybe you didn't know that. Maybe you need to acknowledge a state of grace. Maybe you need to say grace, grace to a mountain. We live in a state of grace, ladies. What are we going to allow to take place in that state of grace? Next time we'll talk about we're going to grow in grace. Next time we'll talk about what grace produces in others. Next time we're going to talk about seeing grace in someone. But right now it's just a realization that you are in a state of grace. You're in a state of grace this moment, ladies. You're in a state of grace. And we say grace, grace to the mountain. We say power of God to the mountain today. We say power of God to the mountain today. Power of God to that mountain today. What is that mountain in front of you? Call it and say, grace, grace to you, mountain. Mountain of finances, grace, grace to you. Grace to the season in my life. Power of God in this season of my life. Is it a season of loneliness? Say, grace, grace, power of God in this season. Is it a season of wondering? Power of God in the wondering. Is it a season of transition? Power of God in this transition. Grace, grace to this mountain in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Grace, grace to this mountain.